Good morning. I'm Anne Musico, and I want to welcome you again to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. Today, I want to talk about coconuts. You may not realize all the wonderful coconut products and how healthy they are for you, so I'd like to tell you about them. I've been using virgin coconut oil as my preferred cooking oil for several years now, and I definitely would not switch. But that's just the beginning. There's coconut sugar, coconut water, coconut vinegar, and more. It's amazing. So let's begin. For years, we've been told saturated fats, and coconut oil in particular, are bad for us. That was because some negative studies done on coconut oil in the past were done on hydrogenated coconut oil, which had been altered from its original form. However, recent research has shown that not all saturated fats are alike. And the fatty acids in coconut oil, which are medium-chain triglycerides, do not raise cholesterol or contribute to heart disease. In fact, just the opposite. They're extremely healthy. Also, other studies have clearly shown that traditional Asian cultures that eat significant amounts of coconut in their diet do not suffer from modern diseases we see in Western cultures that promote a low-fat diet. About 50% of the fatty acids in coconut oil come from lauric acid. It's a medium-chain fatty acid, and it has the additional benefit of being antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiprotozoal. It is a great boost to your immune system, and it will fight all those nasty invaders. Being a medium-chain fatty acid also makes it an excellent weight loss tool. Using it as your fat of choice for cooking, in moderation, of course, will help you burn fat because it stimulates thermogenesis, which means fat burning, and it increases metabolism. Ray Peet, a physiologist who's worked with progesterone and related hormones for over 40 years, says that the sudden surge of polyunsaturated oils into the food chain after World War II has caused many changes in hormones. Polyunsaturated oils interfere with the function of the thyroid, which is so critical to overall health. In fact, when thyroid hormone is deficient, the body is generally exposed to increased levels of estrogen. Thyroid hormone is essential for making the protective hormones, progesterone and pregnenolone. These protective hormones are lowered when anything interferes with thyroid function. The thyroid hormone is also needed in order to use and eliminate excess cholesterol. So cholesterol is likely to be raised by anything that blocks thyroid function. Simply replacing polyunsaturated oils like soybean, canola, corn, and vegetable oil with coconut oil for cooking can make a huge difference in your health. I cook my morning egg white omelet in coconut oil, put a teaspoon in my protein smoothie. I use it when I bake, especially my high protein muffins. I have clients who were pleasantly surprised that if they lightly sauteed a chicken breast in coconut oil, it did not have a coconutty flavor. Try it. I know you'll love it. Another plus is that it is also able to be used topically. It happens to be an exceptionally good skin moisturizer. There are so many other coconut products hitting the natural food market, and I really want to mention them here and bring them to your attention. Coconut sugar is very similar in appearance to unprocessed cane sugar. It's a light brown, has a toffee-like flavor to it, and it's loaded with minerals. It's an excellent sweetener for both those concerned with weight loss and also those with blood sugar issues. It's produced from coconut palm blossoms, and besides being great tasting and mineral rich, it is very low glycemic. The GI index is only 35, so it's an excellent cane sugar alternative. It's certified organic, it's minimally processed. You can use it one for one as a replacement for brown sugar in any recipe, so it's suitable for baking, and it really tastes great in your coffee or tea. According to Coconut Secret, a company that produces many of these wonderful products, Coconut tree sap also produces coconut vinegar and coconut amino seasoning sauce, which are all made through raw methods of either fermenting the sap or evaporating it at low temperatures after it's collected. The vinegar is a nice, mellow alternative to raw apple cider vinegar, and the aminos are a great alternative to soy sauce. Another plus is that they are gluten-free as well. These are also becoming much more readily available in supermarkets and health food stores. Coconut water is the clear liquid inside young coconuts, and it's something I've seen in some of my local grocery stores. It's a wonderful, healthier alternative to sugary or artificially sweetened sports drinks. It's naturally low in carbs, fat-free, low in sugar, and very hydrating. It actually has the same level of electrolyte balance as our blood does. It's more nutritious than whole milk and very refreshing. Finally, coconut flour is another great product that you can find in your health food store. It's high in fiber. Just 2 tablespoons have 5 grams of fiber and 62 calories. I actually use coconut flour in a lot of my baking, and especially in my high protein muffins, where I combine it with quinoa and millet flours. So there you have it. I wanted you to know about some of these great coconut products. Be sure to look for them in your area, and if you have any trouble finding them, be sure to contact me and I'll be happy to help you find some great sources. Until next week, I wish you a very blessed and healthy week.